I want to pray for this lady. Can I pray for you, sister? May I pray for you? Thank you so much. Don't you love it the way people just respond to such a stranger like me? Huh? Could you imagine somebody sweating and screaming and come up to somebody, I want to pray for you. Sure, give it to me. I mean, my God, that's God, isn't it? God just fills the auditorium. Lift your hands. First thing God's showing me is a healing for you tonight, right now. Maybe God's got something else for you in the realm of the supernatural spirit of God, but I see a healing for you. I see several people that have been visiting the doctor and even the hospitals. And God said, I'm going to break all this illness off of your family and your house. Lift your hands to the Lord. One of you ladies get one arm and other get the other one and just lift that up. That's just antennas picking up the vibration of the supernatural right now. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to heal your body. I'm going to lay hands on you and God's going to touch your body right now. You're getting a healing in the stomach. And you're getting a healing in the midsection of your body right now. God's going to start healing some high blood pressure in people in your family. God's going to start healing some sugar diabetes in your family. God said, I'm going to touch you tonight right now. And the despair that you've been walking in is going to walk out of this door right now. And despair's not going home with you tonight. No devil, no demons getting in the car with you. No depression, no oppression is going home with you tonight. For in the name of, get ready, for in the name of Jesus, be thou healed in Jesus' name right now. Come on, give the Lord the praise, everybody. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Are you the guy that inboxed me on Facebook today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Believe God. Praise. Lift your hands and praise Him right now. Devil trying to steal His miracle. Some people said some things to Him. Not in this church. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against Him shall prosper. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. God said, I'm giving you wisdom. You'll outthink them, outtalk them, outbelieve them. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. God's fixing to heal somebody over here. Somebody over here is fixed to get healed tonight. God's touching somebody's marriage in this section. God's been calling somebody over here in this section. God's been speaking to you about having faith and going to church, and God's going to use you. Somebody give the Lord the praise right now. God's going to use some people in this section right here. There's some financial miracles for people over here in this section right now. You are not leaving this church tonight feeling hopeless. God's blessing everybody but me. But God said, I'm reaching out to every one of you right here. If you reach out to me, I'm going to reach out to you. There's a point of contact right here. How does your feet feel right now in your legs?
Good. I've never been able to run like that.
What?
I've never been able to run like that before.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Any pain?
No.
How many knows who did that? God said, run again. Don't act surprised. God said, I'm giving this church a point of contact. I want everybody, come out right now. Let's get a praise. Let's get a good Holy Ghost song. Everybody get out of your pew and come stand with Brother Winslow tonight right now. I mean, every service has just, it's just been so fast and so powerful. And God's been moving in such great big dimensions that it hasn't been one or two or three or four. But it's been just gigantically. I will tell you this, that if you're in this house and you came to this service with a very specific reason, and you said to yourself, I'm coming here for this reason, you need to push your way past everybody else. You need to say, excuse me, and you need to get to the very front of this building right now. If you came to this church for a very specific reason, now if you have your oil, get your oil right now. I just remembered some of you probably left it. Get your oil and your photos and bring them to the front of this building right now. You say, Brother Winslow, I didn't know about the oil. Well, unless the Lord showed you, you couldn't have done it. Point of contact. One of the last things I want to say about the point of contact is offerings. Offerings have always been in the Bible as points of contact with God. Always. I challenge you to take a highlighter in the reading of the Word of God in Mark where it says offerings, or somebody gave God an offering of praise or an offering, a financial offering, or whatever it was that what became an offering unto God. God taught the children of Israel to give offerings to the Lord. They gave offering in the harvest of their fields. They gave offerings and they gave seed offering of their animals and the birthing of their animals. And they even gave offering from their families and service in the tabernacle, in the temple of God. Remember the woman that had the miracle son who became a great prophet, man of God, and she brought him to the house of God and left him there. And he became mightily used of God. And the Bible said in 1 Samuel 3:18-19, not one word came out of his mouth, did not become fulfilled, and did not fall to the ground. He became such a mighty man of God. Now, once you take your oil and lay it on the steps of the altar right now and put it someplace where you know where it's at, and I want you to lay your photos on the altar right now. We're laying all this on the altar in the name of Jesus. And in a few minutes, I'm going to start praying for all of these pictures. And we're going to anoint them with oil. Pastor's going to get two or three of the men. And they're going to get some oil on their fingers from the holy oil of God on this pulpit. And I'm going to get some. And we're going to start laying hands on all the photos and all the oil here. And you say, what's going on, Brother Winslow? We are going to go out of here with this oil, and we're going to anoint things as long as the oil is in that bottle. And who knows, some of you may get a miracle where one night God refills the bottle. Wouldn't that be crazy if the bottle got down half empty and you woke up the next morning and God refilled the bottle with oil? That's possible, isn't it? I've seen that kind of miracle before. And we're going to lay hands on all these photos, and we're going to decree and declare that every enemy, every hindering spirit, every person that Satan has sowed in the lives of your family members, every false attitude and false ideal and false thought that's hindering them from coming to God and being saved is going to be reversed by the Lord, and the Lord's going to touch your family. And in a minute, we're going to shout. Not when they walk in the door. We're going to shout because we believe that God is touching the point of contact tonight. This oil is a point of contact. Your handkerchiefs, your cloths that you brought, you're laying them on this altar. Oh my God, somebody get a picture of this. And after church, I want you to send this picture to me of all these things that are laying on the altar right now. Now look at this, sister. Oh, come on now, sister. My God, I thought she's pulling a bedspread out of there. Hallelujah. That's what I thought for a second. I saw you. I said, oh my God. I was going to say, my God, come on. That's a bedspread. Could you imagine if somebody throwed a bedspread out here? Oh my God. Be it according to your faith. Don't let the devil laugh you down right now. Young people, hold your head up when you go to school. When you're on the job and they call you every name you could be called. I was on a job and all the men on the job said, you think you're better than everybody else. You think you're so holy. And I never, ever felt that. Matter of fact, I felt the opposite. I felt like I needed God every day in my life, and I wasn't holy without Him. And boy, they were just running me down and someone trying to fight me. And my boss called me, and I even thought about quitting. And my boss called me in one day. He said, "I'm going to give you a raise. Nobody else is getting it but you. And don't tell anybody about this raise." And I said, "Don't worry. If you knew how," I wanted to say, "if you knew how they're treating me." And so I walked out of there, I held my head up high. That year I got 5 raises. And one day the boss told me, he threw me the keys to his truck, and he said, "You're not working on the line anymore." He said, "You're not working in the warehouse." He said, "I'm going to give you a desk by my desk, and all you're going to do is whatever I need done, you're going to get my air-conditioned truck, and you're going to go, and you're getting 2 hours for lunch." And if they ever hated me, boy, they hated me then, because they'd be out there sweating in that tin building, and I'd drive by in the truck with the air conditioning on, taking money to the bank. Huh? One day, the boss said, "That's $50,000 there. Take it to the bank." And I'm driving. The old devil said, "Y'all just take off in the boss's truck and go down to Mexico and enjoy yourself." I said, "Are you kidding me, devil? I got it made. You're not messing with me. I'm blessed. Highly favored of God." Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You're going to start breaking the neck of the devil. You're going to start walking in the anointing of the supernatural. God's going to start anointing your life and touching your life. And God's going to start giving you weapons of the gifts of the Spirit. He's going to armor all of you with Ephesians chapter 6. And you're going to start walking in that demonstration of the Spirit. Now let's lift our hands to the Lord and let's just praise a consecration praise. We're praising over all the oil. We're praising over all the handkerchiefs. We're praising over all the phones that are on here. Don't worry, the screen doesn't have to be on. God knows what's on that screen. And let's just pray over it right now. Father, my God, as soon as you started praying, I felt a leaping of the Holy Ghost in this service. Keep pouring it on right now. Get a song. Get ready. Get a song. God's fixing to touch this woman right here. If I told you God's going to heal somebody that has some form of cancer, and God's going to touch somebody in their body, and you're going to see a miracle take place, would you believe that with me right now? God's fixed it. And God's going to touch your body right now. He's putting something in your body that's not even there right now, and it's going to be put back in there by the Lord, by the Holy Ghost. The Lord said, "Not many days after tonight, the Holy Spirit of God will come upon you." And God said, "I will give you perfect health, and your days will not be shortened. And I'm going to heal your arthritis. And I'm going to heal you in the front section of your body. And I'm going to heal your back and your neck. And I'm going to heal your blood right now. And I'm going to give you power in the Holy Ghost that you haven't had in a long time. Here it comes in the name of Jesus." There it is. Come here, sister. Come here, stand right there. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Lift your hands up to God. God said, "I'm going to release 23 people. When I lay my hand on your head, God's touching 23 of the closest people to your life right now." And God said, "I am sending a revival over an ocean I'm sending a revival to some people that you've been praying for that's going to go over water and over ocean, and it's going to break through the power of governments, and it's going to break through poverty, and it's going to break through hindrance, and it's going to break through false doctrine. And God said, I'm healing you and adding years to your living in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh! Come on! Do you mean business? Do you mean what you're saying? Is that strong? Lift your hands. Did I pray for you this morning? Friday night? Lift your hands in Jesus' name. I'm going to touch your head. God said, you're going to start ministering the Word of God and the Spirit of God. God said, I'm going to put a fire inside your mouth. Now, I almost feel like pouring oil on your tongue, like I said this morning. But once again, I'm not going to do it because the Lord's not telling me to do it. But I think what that means is God's saying, I am anointing your tongue with my Spirit. I'm going to ask you to do something stupid. Just a second, I'm going to say, stick your tongue out. And God said for at least 3 seconds, if you'll stick your tongue out as far as you can get it out. Don't do like this. Because the Lord said, I'm going to anoint your tongue, and I'm also going to use your tongue to stick the tongue out to the devil and to say, shut your mouth, devil. You don't have my praise. Get ready. God's fixing to release the most powerful praise that this church has felt for several months. Stick your tongue out. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree it done right now in Jesus' name. Come on. That's you're sowing seed. Come on, you're sowing seed. Come on, you're sowing seed. Everybody, stretch your hand over this way right now. That's a point of contact. That's a point of contact. Oh, I went to church and where's the Lord at? Huh? He says, I sent 2 boats and a helicopter. You don't know that joke? I didn't even tell the joke because it's so old. There was a guy in New Orleans, a flood came, Katrina hurricane. He's on the top of his house. Water is about to take his whole house. And the Coast Guard comes by in a boat. He says, no, I prayed to God. God's going to rescue me. Go on. Another boat. Go on. God's going to rescue me. Helicopter. Get a hold of the rope. No, I don't. I pray God's rescued me. He drowns. He wakes up in heaven. God, why did you fail me? I sent 2 boats and a helicopter. Somebody made me have to tell that. I'm going to pray for this young lady right here. I'm going to pray for this young lady right here. God told me, I'll stand over there. God said, if you have faith enough to go over there and pray for them, I'm God enough to touch them right now. And the Lord said, everything that the enemy has tried to put on them, I'm taking off of them tonight right now. There is somebody, when I pray for both of you young ladies, when I pray for you, God told me there is somebody that you know very well that's tried to commit suicide. They've either tried to commit suicide or they've been talking about committing suicide. And the Lord said, I'm going to rescue them and I am going to touch them and I'm going to touch both of you right now. And the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you tonight. God said, you're mine. You belong to me. You're part of the harvest. How many's glad you're part of the harvest? Okay, ladies, lay your hand on them right now in the name of Jesus. It shall be done in Jesus' name right now. Somebody talk in tongues. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You don't know how bad. The reason I've been stopping up here is because I want to get my hands on everybody. But God's not telling me to do it. And if I'm not careful, I'll start doing something that's going to hinder what God wants to do. Now, God just spoke something to me. Somebody give me one of those handkerchiefs right there. And one of you men, anoint that with oil. Now, that bottle right there. No, that one right there. Anoint that handkerchief seven times. Seven times I want you to put oil on that handkerchief. That's why God said that one right there. Don't make me grab it. I guarantee we're going to get it open if I had to break the top off. Hallelujah. And just seven times. One, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Okay. All you men, just pass it around and just pray over it real for just a few seconds. When you get through all praying for it, bring it back to me right now in the name of Jesus. Well, I pray for this lady right here. Can I pray for you, sister? Yes. Come stand right there. Yes, come stand right there. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to God. Have I prayed for you this week? Okay, get ready. God's going to touch you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, before I speak these things to you, I want to tell you something. God made you the way you are. Yes. I'm not talking about, you know, sin. God made you the way you are. You have I don't know you, and you haven't talked to me. I haven't talked to you. I mean, if I've met you before, I don't remember you. But so if you've been here and I prayed for you 3 years, last year, whatever, I don't remember it. So I'm just talking as God speaks to me. You've had to fight for everything that you've got. There's something happened in your childhood that you had to pull yourself up and out of it and over it and it not bother you anymore and affect you. Something about some things that you went through, some people in your family went through. You've had some failed examples around you that's let you down. You've been under attack by other people in your life. I mean, even physical people saying physically they were going to do something to you. And the Lord said, if they haven't already done it, it's too late now because I'm putting an anointing on your life. You'll be used of God from this time on. You'll think like God. You'll talk like God. You'll walk like God. You'll be like God. God said, I want you to give me your temper tonight. I'm going to give it back to you. And you've always had to be independent. You had to always, you're a very strong-willed young woman. But you've had to be that way. And God created you that way. And God's going to use this. And you're going to be one of the biggest headaches the devil has had to deal with in a long time. And when I lay my hand on your head, God said you're going to feel a transference, an impartation of power and authority. And God's going to start teaching you how to walk in the Holy Ghost. You're going to be giving a prayer ministry of intercession. God's going to give you the gift of tongues, interpretation, prophecy. Remember, I told everybody God was going to start releasing gifts of the Spirit. Now, if they don't happen right away, don't worry. God gives seeds and the seed grows. And first is the seed, then the blade, and then the fruit comes last. I'm going to lay hands. God's going to touch you. There's somebody. Somebody's got a F. I see the letter F, and I see the letter R. And God said there's two people that have those letters in their name. And God said, I'm going to touch them. When I lay my hand on your head, God's going to touch them. God said, I'm breaking chains off of you right now. I'm erasing things that the devil has written down about you, your weaknesses. God said, well, you're weak, you're going to be strong. God said, I tell you, I got miracles about children for you that are going to be released tonight, right now. You don't have to be angry and fight for yourself anymore. God said, I am going to fight for you from this day forward. You're going to be a worship leader. You're going to worship God. You're going to start walking in the Spirit. Here it comes in the name of Jesus. It's not the devil's business. If you want to dance, if you want to shout, if you want to praise, it's none of the devil's business. God's healing this young lady right here. Lift your hands. God's healing you right now. Come on up here. The faith that God's getting so strong, I believe I can just point at you. I can just start pointing at you. God's going to start doing things. Come on up here. You can come this far. Get up here right now. Lift your hands. God's going to heal your body right now. You're going to be healed in your, going to be healed in your blood. You're going to be healed in your stomach. You're going to be healed in your head. God said no more headaches in the name of Jesus. No more allergies. God said, I'm putting a healing on your mind, your body, and your spirit. You're going to start understanding the supernatural. The Word of God's going to start making sense to you right now. Let's pray, everybody. Father, watch this. I'm going to barely touch her, and God's going to heal her hemoglobin. God's going to heal the volume of her blood. She'll never be anemic ever again. In the name of Jesus. God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God's fixing to touch this man right here. Just lift your hands high. Give me two or three men that'll pray for this. He's coming up here. Everybody's just coming for it. Hallelujah. They're all coming to the platform. Hallelujah. Let them come. Lift your hands. God's fixing to touch you. Who did you come to church here with? Oh, that's your daughter? Oh, that's your wife? My God, you guys... Huh? Wow, come on. Come on. Come on, stay with me, everybody. It's not real late. God's doing a great work. Hallelujah. Come up here, sister. Come on the platform right now. Come on. Who you here with? Where's he at? Come on up, Dad. Daddy-o. You got the right kind of shirt on. If you're going to ride something, ride a Harley. Hallelujah. My God, okay, bring it on. Hallelujah. Thank God, man. They're calling me out. Amen. Let's give God that young man over there with the glasses on. Yeah, kind of buffed up looking guy. Come on up here, brother. God's fixing it to the other young man with glasses. Come on up here, brother. If I just point at you and you want to come up here, just get up here. Hallelujah. How about we do it like that? This guy here with this cool hat. Will you come up here, brother, and stand with us on the platform right now in Jesus' name? Not everybody can wear a hat and make it look good. I'm telling you right now. You're doing great. Hallelujah. That young man right behind Miles. Come on up here, brother. There's that woman over there in that front pew over there. Will you come up, sister, in the front pew? Yes. Is it okay? Will you come up? Okay. You can always say no. I wouldn't want to say no, but if you want to say no, you can. God's, there's light. This lady right here, there's a light over your head. Come on up here. If you don't mind, bring, look, yeah, I didn't know she had a cane. So help her get up on the platform. I feel a cane throwing spirit coming on me right now. Hallelujah. God's about to uncripple some people tonight. There's several people here there's several that's had fractured hips. There's somebody that's had a hip replacement, and it's really not very much better than it was. I want you to believe that God can heal you right now. Now, everything's not about healing, but I can't help it. The healing anointing is in this service right now. Sister, would you come up? Would you come up? A light just appeared over your head. Come up here right now in the name of Jesus. You could go home and tell your family, I'm an angel. The man of God said there was a halo over my head. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother, will you come? Okay, look at that. I didn't even see that. My God, help him up here. I don't care if it takes 10 men to get him up here. Look at him. My God, yeah, I'm coming. I believe he can get up here. God can heal him. Our missionary spirit, come up here, sister, right now in the name of Jesus. This young man right here, there's a light over your head. Come up. I've never seen this many. Never. Never have I seen that many in Jesus' name. Just touching. Now, I said everybody is going to get a touch of the supernatural. And this young lady right here, there's a light over your head. Come up here right now in Jesus' name. Man, you must be popular. Man, Hallelujah, praise God. Isn't it awesome what God's doing here? Okay, I believe that's all. There's this lady in the burgundy blouse there, speckle, come up. Light just over your head right there. If you don't believe that God puts lights over people's head, I'll show you my phone, a picture of me. Sister Winslow's not convinced. She's seen it many times, and when she says, well, you're really being a booger bear today, I go, I am an angel. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write. I said, that was a preacher, honey. And I said, I got a picture of me with that light over my head. I am also an angel. No, you're not. You're just somebody that God wanted to help and bless. That's all you are. Amen. This young lady right here. Will you come up here right now? Oh, my God. We're fixing to take a family portrait up here. Huh? Believe it or not. Hey, how did you get up here? Huh? Oh, did you? First time I've ever seen you in my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you're up here. God's going to do some great things. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to try to touch every one of you and pray for every one of you. You guys are famous. Did you know that? Yeah. Pastor told me all about it. All about this young man and his faith. And he's just believing God. It's so great. Okay. Now, I've got a big job ahead of me. Sister, do you mind coming up here? God wants to heal you. If I told you we're going to pray for you and you're going to be able to swallow real easy and not have any problem in your swallowing in your throat, do you understand what I'm talking about? You haven't told me any of that, have you?
No.
Did I ask you any questions about your throat?
No.
God's fixed to touch your throat. You have something going on in your throat that limits the swallowing and limits the ability to turn. And there's something that's happened to the muscles and the glands in your throat. And it's because of something that was on the inside of your throat. And God said to tell you, get ready, I'm going to touch it. You've got some kind of small nodules and knots in your body, and God's going to touch them. You've got inflammation in your esophagus and in your stomach and in your intestines. And part of your intestines has started to die, and it doesn't digest your food and push it through right. God's got a miracle in your colon. He's going to give you tonight in Jesus' name. And the Lord said to tell you, I know where the blood's been going. and I'm going to stop the blood from disappearing, and the low volume of your blood is going to get healed tonight right now in the name of Jesus. How many believe God can heal people on the platform? I'm going to tell you what, my faith has not been this high in several months. My faith is way up there in the name of Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean you're not going to get anything, but here's what's going to happen. We're going to pray for these people. As soon as I lay my hand on your head and I pray for you, you go out and you find three people to pray for. You think you can do that? Can you do that, sister? Can you find just walk out and find three people and you lay your hand on them and you pray for them? You don't have to pray a long time. Just lay your hand. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I transfer what you did for me to them. Can everybody say that? I'm transferring what you did for me to them. In Jesus' name. If you're up here and you need a divine healing, you need divine healing. If you're up here for divine healing, God's going to heal you. You go out and you find somebody and you release that on them in Jesus' name. And then when you go down there, everybody down there is going to start praising God and praying. We're going to give God a shout of praise. And then I'm going to start walking down through here trying to touch everything in the name of Jesus. And we're going to shout unto God and give God the greatest praise. And if you do not have the Holy Ghost, is there anybody here that doesn't have the Holy Ghost? You've never spoken in tongues and you'd like to receive the Holy Ghost tonight. Would you hold your hand up? If you're here, there's one. Is there anybody else that need the Holy Ghost? This guy here, he's happy as he can be, man. My God. Man, dude. Look at him. He's eating it up. Huh? You like that, huh? Who is this guy to you? It's your dad. You like this? Yeah. Does he like tamales or anything like that? I smelled tamales a while ago. I'm not kidding you. Somebody's getting tamales. Somebody's getting it. I'm telling you right now. All right, let's believe the Lord. I'm going to pray for these people. Well, I'm praying. You're going to pray for them. And then when I touch you and I pray for you, what are you going to do? I'm going to go down there and you're going to pray for three people down there. And then we're going to just all collectively start giving God the praise and praying for each other. And I'm going to lay hands on all of this stuff. Now, Lord, by the authority of the Word of God, we shall walk. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Minutes ago, an army of angels was dispersed from the throne of God to show up in this service. That's what we just felt a while ago. Come on, pour it on. Let the angels know where you're standing. Now, this is not for everybody. How many believe the man of God must obey God no matter what? You believe that? If you've been in several of our meetings, I do not say this, sometimes not during the whole revival. I definitely don't say it every night. But there are several of you that God is going to speak to you to sow a significant faith offering, and that's going to be a point of contact. I'm asking everybody, and look, I'm going to get paid the same no matter what. I don't care if 10,000 comes in here. I don't want 10,000. I mean, I do, but no, I want the church to be blessed. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm not doing this for that reason. But I'm telling you, God's going to speak to several, not to everybody, but to several of you to sow. And I am praying that you will not bat an eye, that you will not be hindered. They're going to set an offering plate up here behind the pulpit. And you just, when God speaks to you, you sow it whenever it is, after service, during the praise. And you will obey God and you watch what happens to your harvest. And once again, I'm almost embarrassed how the church blesses me, and Pastor Grogan and Bishop, and I mean, they always take care of me. Don't tell them I do it for free. I don't want them to know it. Don't tell them I'm forbidden by God to ever mention to any preacher what I get. That's something God forbid me. Never talk about offerings to anybody, whether it's little or much. And I just don't do it because I'm really not in it for that. But I thank God for to be able to go and do. All right, that's enough. I don't like the money is not the major thing here. But you obey God. If God tells you specifically to go pray for somebody in this church, if God tells you specifically to call somebody on the phone tomorrow, do not miss this one moment to obey God. Are you hearing me? Especially if the Lord tells you to buy me a Cadillac. I mean, don't go to hell. Don't be lost forever. I don't know why I say Cadillac, man. I don't even know what they look like. All right, let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, the angels of God are here to fulfill the will of God and the word of God. There are more angels here than there are demons. There's more angels than there are people. Angels outnumber the demons 2-1. And I pray right now the gifts of the Spirit will be sold in the hearts of your people, that they will have the word of wisdom and know how to do it, when to do it, and to do it in complete submission to the pastor, the man of God. But that at the time that it needs to be done in our everyday life, in our prayer life, in our walk with God, that the supernatural gifts of faith and miracles and healings will take place in our life. This church is a powerful reservoir of the supernatural for the central part of California. And Lord, you are going to draw people to this church to be used of God in the kind of church that promotes spiritual unity and spiritual praise and faith in the miraculous. Now, we receive the word of God about the power of the supernatural. Give God the best praise, and that's saying to God, I believe it. Okay, start singing. Start singing. And I'm going to start praying. prayed for you, go down there right now and pray for three people. If I missed you, walk up to me right now.
Lay your hand on three people. I got my men to help you pray. That's a handkerchief. Follow him. Follow him. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, somebody worship. Somebody worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lay your hand on somebody. Pray for one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. Miracles are happening. If you've got oil and you got a picture or a phone, I want you to grab it real quick. Don't knock anybody down. But grab your oil. Grab your pictures. Grab your phones. And hold on to them. If you can, grab your oil. Grab your photos. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold on to them real quick. As that Roman centurion told the Lord, I don't want you to come to my house. I just want you to speak the word, and it's going to happen. We spoke the word, and we prayed, and it's happened. What we need to do now, we've got the oil, and we got our photos. They're going to crank this up one more time. But I want us to thank God. I want us to worship. Come on, your baby's coming home. Your family's going to be put back together. What you asked for, God's given it to you. What's it mean now? Turn that into praise. Turn that into worship.